The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
US is absolutely obsessed, as they should be, with the new incoming president, Donald Trump, while in the UK it's all about Brexit. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Yes, well, I suppose we're partially obsessed, if that's possible, about Donald Trump. But otherwise, of course, we are obsessed with Brexit. And, I mean, so much hot air about this. If only we could bottle it. But there was a lot of hot air going on at the World Economic Forum, where essentially the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been on a sort of shopping spree, talking about how Britain could be a world leader on trade and free trade, and how globalization has created too much inequality and division, and suddenly she's a sudden advocate of everyone having trade links. I wonder why. But interesting that the Australian Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, has said that indeed conversations have already taken place about a free trade deal between Australia and the UK. He said there's goodwill on both sides. We know that also there have been talks with officials from New Zealand and India, and in theory as well, we're told that there's interest from China, Brazil and the Gulf states, again in separate trade deals with the UK once we leave the European Union. But the bluntest of all assessments, the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, who said Britain will pay a heavy price for the refusal to allow European Union migrants in and out. He says that's what it comes down to, and he's kind of right. But whether we pay the price or not, well, I suppose they're trying to head that off.
Well, I think the people who voted for Brexit would be very happy about that. They wouldn't be complaining at all. Tell me about this problem with school explosion alerts.
Isn't this extraordinary? Army bomb disposal teams were called in nearly 600 times into schools in 3 months. It's kind of a bit of a panic pants alert, the government saying there's an especially volatile chemical, and schools, if you're worried about the storage of this, then call in the Army Bomb Squad. So 594 times the Army's EDO teams turned up, and 589 times they detonated a chemical. It's a chemical that's basically been used in the study of chemistry in our schools, dinitrophenylhydrazine, otherwise known as DNPH, used in school chemistry lessons, but a deadly explosive if stored incorrectly. The majority of schools were storing it perfectly well, but they got a bit of an alarm up them and thought, "Ooh, hang on, let's do that." I have to say, DMPH is no longer on the A-level syllabus, but I kind of wonder if somewhere in our benighted island they're studying nitroglycerin and Semtex, and we might have some more alerts on those as well. Why
yes.
not?
There's always been dodgy places, those chemistry labs. Now, you can bet on anything in the UK. I'm always constantly amazed at what they'll put a book up on. What about the presidential odds?
Well, just having a little look around, so taking in three or four of our bigger betting companies, in particular Ladbrokes, Paddy Power and Sunbet, and obviously Donald Trump being the dominant thing, they are offering, for instance, 50-50 on Donald Trump being impeached or resigning within 4 years. It's 50-1 on that in his inauguration speech he'll use the phrase "Make America Great Again." Other buzzwords, apparently you can get odds on these, that in his speech he will use the word "tremendous." That's 5-1 on, but 3-1 against that he'll mention Vladimir Putin. But also, how's this? This is with Sunbet. 4-1 that Donald Trump will father another child whilst in the White House. 2-1 that he'll divorce. 100-1 that he'll marry a Mexican. And 500-1 that he'll paint the White House gold. One of those might attract you. What do you think?
I don't know that too many people will be betting on those odds, Adam. Thank you for your help this week, mate. Appreciate talk to you soon. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.